بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes he begets, not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we are having the class number 16 of the spiritual clinic, and we are learning about the answered supplications in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the answered supplications of Prophet Ibrahim. Actually, last week we learned about the answered supplication of Prophet Adam, which was related to asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we learned also about the answered supplication of Prophet Nuh. Last week we learned about Prophet Nuh that he called on his people for very long time, that is to say 950 years. Actually, he was so kind and patient with them, and he tried with them all the means, that is to say he called on them in private and secretly, and he called on them day and night, and he reminded them of the day of judgment and of the hellfire and of the blessings of the paradise. But in spite of all his effort, they were rejecting his call and his message totally, and actually generation after generation they were always actually reminding each other that they must not believe in Prophet Nuh's message. It was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he clarified and revealed to Prophet Nuh that none will believe anymore regarding his message. Accordingly, Prophet Nuh raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his people and about his situation with them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his six supplications regarding his people and the true believers with him. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the next prophet to Prophet Nuh, and this is Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Actually, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was mentioned in the Quran 35 times. 10 of them were in Surah Al-Baqarah. Prophet Ibrahim is the father of all the prophets, and inshallah today we will learn about the special character of Prophet Ibrahim, which is the pure deep faith in his spirit. Inshallah, now we will read from Surah Al-Nahl, Surah number 16, verse number 120 and 121, to know about the belief of Prophet Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم. Verily, Ibrahim was an ummah, a leader having all the good righteous qualities, or a nation obedient to Allah. Hanif, that is to say, to worship none but Allah, and he was not one of those who were al-mushrikeen, the idolaters or the disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, and those who joined partners with Allah. He was thankful for his for Allah's favors. Allah chooses him and guides him to a straight path. Actually, in this verse of the two verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing Ibrahim as, number one, the perfect followers of Allah's guidance, number two, the obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 3 is the grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, in the Arabic Quran, Allah, in the Quran, actually Allah used the word Ummah. Ibrahim was an Ummah. The meaning of word Ummah is either. Number 1, this means that Ibrahim was equal to a whole nation in his faith and true obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other possibility for the meaning of word Ummah is that Ibrahim was a leader who leads a whole nation to right path, and so he will have his reward and reward of all that nation whom they followed him. For both meaning, Ibrahim will have a reward equal to a reward of a nation because of his faith and true obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Prophet Ibrahim as devoutly obedient to Allah, that is to say, seeking to be pure in his devotion. This is Prophet Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim's belief was the belief which is so pure and actually so true. He was having a pure and a true faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he always sought the truth and followed the truth. Also, Ibrahim showed his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by words and by deeds, and actually this is a clear image about the belief of Prophet Ibrahim, which was pure and true, and he proved it with deeds and words, and he was all the time thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was clarifying to us in these verses that Allah guided him to the straight path. So let us learn the journey of Prophet Ibrahim to the true and pure belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, how Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim, was guided alayhi salam to the right path. In order to know this guidance, the way of guidance of Prophet Ibrahim to the right path, we will read now from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, and we will recite verse number 74 up to verse number 8. Recite from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6. We will recite from verse number 70 to verse number 80. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه آذر أتتخذ أصناما آلهة إني أراك وقومك في ضلال مبين وكذلك نري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض وليكون من الموقنين فلما جن عليه الليل رأى كوكبا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لا أحب الآفلين فلما رأى القمر بازغا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لئن لم يهدني ربي لأكونن من القوم الضالين فلما رأى الشمس بازغة قال هذا ربي هذا أكبر فلما أفلت قال يا قوم إني بريء مما تشركون إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين فحاجه قال أتحاجوني في الله وقد هدان ولا أخاف ما تشركون به إلا أن يشاء ربي شيئا وسع ربي كل شيء علما أفلا تتذكرون. And remember when Ibrahim said to his father Azar, do you take idols as gods? Verily I see you and your people in manifest error. Thus did we show Ibrahim the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, that he be one of those who have faith with certainty. When the night covered him over with darkness, he saw a star. He said, this is my Lord. But when it set, he said, I like not those that set. When he saw the moon rising up, he said, this is my Lord. But when it set, he said, unless my Lord guides me, I shall surely be among the people who went astray. When he saw the sun rising up, he said, this is my Lord, this is greater. But when it set, he said, O my people, I am indeed free from all that you join as partners. Verily, I have turned my face towards him who has created the heavens and the earth. Hanifan, worshipping none but Allah alone, and I am not one of al-mushrikeen, the disbelievers. His people disputed with him. He said, do you dispute with me concerning Allah while he has guided me, and I fear not those whom you associate with him in worship, except when my Lord wills something. My Lord comprehends in his knowledge all things. Will you not then remember? Actually, in these verses of the Quran, Ibrahim believed that the deity to be worshipped, that deity to whom people turn for help in all situations, and the deity who has created all living things, he can't be an idol made of stone or wood, as those idols can't create, listen, respond, or provide sustenance. Hence, they are not worth worshipping. Accordingly, Ibrahim, the best natured of all people, forbearing, tolerant, and fine-mannered, he clarified these above realities to his father. He clarified to his father, who was an idol worshipper, that he will not worship an idol, and actually, he clarified to him that those whom they worship idol, this means that they are going astray. Ibrahim rejected falsehood and started to research for his Lord. Allah showed him some aspects of the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Allah led him into some of the secrets of the universe so that he could reflect on some of the great signs of the truth with which the world around us abounds. Thus, Ibrahim would be able to make the correct linkage between his pure nature and the Lord of the true faith and guidance. As this then enabled him to move from the stage of rejecting falsehood to the stage of the conscious recognition of Allah, the true God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who knows everything, he knows from Ibrahim the true intention and the pure intention that he is looking for the true God. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy and knowledge and wisdom, he showed to Ibrahim some of the secrets of the universe, helping him to move from the stage from falsehood to the stage of conscious recognition of Allah. Actually, at the time of Prophet Ibrahim, there were people whom they worshipped stars, planets, as well as idols. So, Prophet Ibrahim hoped to find his Lord in the stars. One night he saw an elevated star having a shining light. So he said, this is my Lord. But when the star set, Ibrahim was upset, as his pure nature has no love for anything that set. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided Prophet Ibrahim with the most important factor for belief, which is the pure nature. This pure nature was all the time directing Prophet Ibrahim to the direction of the true God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, his true nature doesn't love anything that sit, because it believes that the Lord can't sit. Again, Prophet Ibrahim, on a particular night, he saw the elevated moon with a light that spreads all over the place. But the moon set. So Ibrahim, at this moment, realized that he needs help from his true Lord. He feels that he will remain astray unless his Lord helps him with his guidance and shows him the way. The third experience of Ibrahim with the stars was with the sun, the largest, the brightest, and the hottest of visible stars. The sun is like the moon. It rises and sets every day. At this moment, everything became clear. Contact was made between the pure nature of Ibrahim and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true Lord. Ibrahim realized that his Lord is not a bright planet, a rising moon, or a shining sun. He is not one to be seen with the human eye or felt with the other physical senses. He is the one recognized by man's heart, nature, reason, and consciousness. He is the one seen everywhere in the universe, the creator of everything. At this point, Ibrahim decided to turn with complete devotion to Allah. He has complete peace of mind, as he feels that Allah has taken him to guide him to the straight path. His people came to him with their arguments about his declared belief in Allah's oneness. They warned him against what their idols and deities might inflict on him. But Ibrahim, the one who is having the pure faith, actually, he could feel Allah within himself, the universe around him. Accordingly, he confronted them with reassurance. He told them that Allah himself had helped him, opened his mind, and showed him the right guidance. So how can they argue with him about something he felt deep down within himself? He declared that he fears nothing whatsoever from their deities, since he knew that nothing befall him except by Allah's will and with Allah's knowledge. Actually, my dearest brothers and sisters, this is the message of the true belief in Allah's oneness. This is the message of the pure faith in Islam. This is the message of the belief that everything in this world is up to Allah's will and with Allah's knowledge. So none can give benefit or none can prevent harm or cause benefit except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why I have or I am supposed to fear anything other than Allah, the only one, the only will, the only power, the only knowledge? Since then, Ibrahim started to call his people to worship none but Allah, the Almighty. And actually, because of his deep belief and because of his sincere belief, he started also to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the supplications of Prophet Ibrahim, the sincere believer in Allah's oneness. Today, inshallah, we will start to learn about the answered supplications of Prophet Ibrahim in the Quran. And inshallah, now we will start with the first answered supplication of Prophet Ibrahim. This supplication is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 260. Now we will read from Surah Al-Baqarah number 2, verse number 260. This is the first answered supplication of Prophet Ibrahim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa idh qala Ibrahim rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mauta. Qala awalam tu'min? Qala bala, walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. Qala fakhudh arba'atan min at-tayri fasurruhunna ilayk, thumma ij'al 'ala kulli jabalin minhunna juz'a. ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. And remember when Ibrahim said, My Lord, show me how you give life to the dead. He, Allah said, Do you not believe? Ibrahim said, Yes, I believe, but to be stronger in faith. This is the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim. He asked on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him how Allah is giving life to the dead. And actually he clarified to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is a true believer in the oneness of Allah, but he wants to be stronger in faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who knows everything, he knows the pure intention of Prophet Ibrahim. And he knows that Ibrahim has a pure, strong, deep faith in Allah's oneness. But it is the curiosity of Ibrahim that is after this supplication. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered this supplication in the same verse, verse number 260. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِّنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرُّهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْآءً ثُمَّ ادْعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah said, Take four birds, then cause them to incline towards you. Then slaughter them and cut them into pieces. And then put a portion of them on every hill and call them. They will come to you in haste. And know that Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. The meaning of this supplication is that actually it was Ibrahim's curiosity to know about the secret of giving life. Ibrahim was not motivated by the lack of conviction or the demand for proof to confirm Allah's oneness, but it is the natural and spontaneous desire and curiosity to know and learn how the divine will operates. Ibrahim, the devoutly believer in Allah's oneness, was looking to see a hidden mystery unfold before him. Actually, this is the proof for Ibrahim's good intention, as I clarified regarding this request, was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed to Ibrahim a direct personal experience to satisfy his curiosity. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Ibrahim the instructions. Number one, Ibrahim has to choose four birds and to make them and to make sure of having them close to him so that he could identify them at any time. He would then have to kill them and cut them into small pieces before placing different parts of their bodies on the surrounding mountains. He would then call them to come over to him, and so their parts will join again. Life is pressed into them, and they could speedily come to him. All this took place in reality. Actually, Ibrahim saw with his own eyes the birds he killed, and actually he placed portions of their bodies apart. It was actually the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clarify to Prophet Ibrahim how great is the mystery of giving life to the dead. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Prophet Ibrahim that he can cut four birds into small pieces, and then he will mix these pieces together. That is to say, all the wings and the heads and the wings and the legs of these birds were mixed together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to put of this mixture, okay, in different mountains. so that there will be a mixing of the parts of these birds. That is to say, in one mountain there is a leg of that bird and a neck of that bird and a head of the third bird and a wing of the fourth bird. On the other mountain, the same mixture of the portions of those four birds. But it is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim, call on the birds. So when Ibrahim called on these birds by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the different parts of the body of every bird collected together. So that Ibrahim saw that these parts are coming together to form the bodies of the birds again. But it is again the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who pressed life into them so that they can move and they can come to Prophet Ibrahim and they can return to life and move in full figure. Thus Ibrahim was able to witness the secret of the breathing life into the dead unfolding before his own eyes. This is the secret and the great mystery of life, which Prophet Ibrahim was able to witness, but not to comprehend its reality, because this is beyond the bounds of human knowledge. Actually, in conclusion, Allah the Almighty, out of His mercy, He answered this very special supplication of Prophet Ibrahim regarding the secret of life. This is a proof of Allah's compassion towards a faithful, sincere, and curious believer, Prophet Ibrahim. But again and again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Prophet Ibrahim to be the witness regarding the secret of life, but still He will not be able to comprehend its reality. This must be clear to every one of us, because the reality of the secret of the life is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now inshallah we will start to learn three other answered supplications of Prophet Ibrahim, which were mentioned in Surat Ash-Shu'ara, Surah number 26. These three answered supplications were mentioned in verse number 83 and 84. Inshallah, now we will start to learn verse number 83 from Surat Ash-Shu'ara to learn two answered supplications of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Let us first recite from the same Surat Ash-Shu'ara. We will recite from verse number 75 to verse number 82, in order to feel the close bond between Ibrahim and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Shu'ara in verse number 75, on the tongue of Prophet Ibrahim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قَالَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمُ الْأَقْدَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌّ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي ويسقين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين والذي يميتني ثم يحيين والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين. Prophet Ibrahim said, do you observe that which you have been worshipping, you and your ancient fathers? Verily they are enemies to me, save the Lord of Al-Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has created me, and it is He who guides me, and it is He who feeds me, and gives me to drink. And when I am ill, it is He who cures me, and who will cause me to die, and then will bring me to life again, and who I hope will forgive me my faults on the day of resurrection. Actually, these verses of the Quran is clarifying the close bond between Prophet Ibrahim and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a clarifying a feeling that you feel that as if Prophet Ibrahim actually sees his Lord and feels his grace with his heart. Prophet Ibrahim is clarifying that Allah is the one who has originated him, from where Allah knows and Prophet Ibrahim knows not. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about him, his constitution, his nature, function, feeling, and ultimate destiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to guide and to provide, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every one of us will return, so that inshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge our deeds on the day of judgment. It is a clarification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is providing us with everything to eat and to drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is actually giving us the health, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of the cure from all the illnesses. These are all blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these blessings are only up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every one of us must have this feeling deep in the spirit that all the blessings in this life are out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I must believe in this reality, and I must believe that I am living my life according to the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to cause us to die, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to make us to have life again on the day of judgment. All these are out of the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Ibrahim showed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this true belief, when Ibrahim is living his life so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so appreciating the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually it is the compassionate and love care of Ibrahim towards his Lord, actually, that makes him so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, in verse number 83, when Ibrahim called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbi habli hukman wa alhaqni bil-salihin, my Lord, bestow hukm, religious knowledge and righteous judgment of the affair and prophethood on me, and join me with the right, and grant me an honorable mention in late generations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered these three supplications to Prophet Ibrahim, and actually now we will learn about these three answered supplications in Surah Al-Shu'ara. We will learn about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered all these supplications out of his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will learn about the first supplication in verse number 83, which is that Ibrahim called on Allah saying, my Lord, bestow hukm, religious knowledge and righteous judgment of the affair and prophethood on me. This supplication was answered in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 454. Now inshaAllah we will read the answer of the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim regarding having righteous knowledge, inshaAllah. Actually we will recite now from Surah An-Nisa, and we will recite verse number 54. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقد آتينا آل إبراهيم الكتاب والحكمة وآتيناهم ملكا عظيما. Then we have already given the family of Ibrahim the book and the hikmah, the sunnah, and conferred upon them a great kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that actually Allah granted Prophet Ibrahim wisdom, and Allah actually helped him to recognize the truth and to distinguish true from false, because actually he was all the time seeking to follow the right path. Prophet Ibrahim, when he called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't call for comfort or pleasures of the worldly life. Prophet Ibrahim is the one who is having the pure, clear, true faith in Allah's oneness. Accordingly, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the knowledge, for the religious knowledge, and for the knowledge of the Prophet prophethood, because he is sure that actually this is the most important to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, because this will help him to recognize the truth and will help him to follow the right path, which is the path of happiness in this worldly life and in the hereafter. And let all of us now Muslims call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us to be close to the Quran and to recite the Quran with the depth of our heart, to learn the rules of the Quran and to live the rules of the Quran, because the rules of the Quran are the way to the right path and the way to the truth. If we learn the truth and if we follow the right path, we will be the one to live the happy, calm, peaceful life in this worldly life, and inshallah the paradise will be our final destination. Every one of us Muslims must know that accepted supplication of Prophet Ibrahim and call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time to bestow on him the love of the Quran, the follow of the Quran, the living of the Quran inshallah in the worldly life. The second answer supplication in the same verse number 83 in surah number 26, Prophet Ibrahim calls on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, "My Lord, join me with the righteous." Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered this supplication, and the answer is in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 130. Now we will read from Surah Al-Baqarah the answer to the call of Prophet Ibrahim. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join him with the righteous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered him saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Truly we chooses him, Ibrahim, in this world, and verily he is in the hereafter will be among the righteous. This is the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim asked Allah to join him with the righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered, and he said in the Quran about Prophet Ibrahim that verily in the hereafter Ibrahim will be among the righteous. Again, sisters, we must realize the concern and the sincerity of Prophet Ibrahim, which makes him all the time to fear that he might not be with the righteous, in spite of the fact he was at his time the one having the purest faith in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still he was worried about the day of judgment. He was worried that he may not be joining the righteous on the day of judgment. Accordingly, he called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join him with the righteous. So every one of us must have the same feeling of fear. Oh Allah, join me with the righteous. In every sujood and prostration in the prayer, we must call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Allah, Oh Allah, join me with the righteous. Because joining the righteous on the day of judgment, this means that you will be one of the inhabitants of the paradise. And actually, this is the goal of every believer, to have the eternal happiness and the real happiness in the paradise. So long, Prophet Ibrahim, the father of all the prophets, the one who is having the pure faith in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was calling on Allah to join him with the righteous. It is the duty of me and every believer to keep on calling on Allah, following Prophet Ibrahim, that Oh Allah, join us with the righteous. Now inshallah we will learn about, and we hope and we pray to Allah that Allah also will answer this supplication as Allah answered inshallah to Prophet Ibrahim. We must try our best to be obedient to Allah and to have the clear pure faith like Prophet Ibrahim, so and to be always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like Prophet Ibrahim, so that inshallah Allah the Almighty, the Most Merciful, will answer our supplication and will join all of us with the righteous on the day of judgment inshallah. Now we will learn about, this will be inshallah the fourth answer supplication of Prophet Ibrahim. Actually this answer answer supplication. Is this answer supplication is mentioned in the same surah, surah number 26, verse number 84. Prophet Ibrahim called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, and grant me an honorable mention in late generations. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered this supplication, and the answer is mentioned in Surah As-Saffat, surah number 37, and we will recite verse 108, 109, and 110, inshallah. إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين. And we left for him a goodly remembrance among the late generations. Peace be upon Ibrahim. Thus indeed do we reward the good doers. Verily he is one of our believing slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim, and Allah is clarifying that Allah left for him a goodly remembrance among the later generations. Actually, the meaning of this verse is that Ibrahim is remembered by one generation after the another in many ways. Ibrahim is the father of all the prophets, the founding father of the Muslim community which inherits his faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned to the Muslim community the task of leading humanity on the basis of Ibrahim's faith. In so doing, Allah has made the Muslim community Ibrahim's descendants for the rest of the human life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified the answering of this supplication of Prophet Ibrahim, grant me an honorable mention in late generations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned clearly the answer of this supplication in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 164. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that sending Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the grandson of Prophet Ismail, the son of Prophet Adam. This is a clarification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant Prophet Ibrahim an honorable mention in late generations, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that mention of Prophet Ibrahim, because actually he is from the same family of Prophet Ibrahim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last of all the prophets sent to humanity, and all his followers are the followers of the same belief of Prophet Ibrahim. So until the day of judgment, inshallah, all the Muslims whom they are following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believing in the same belief of Prophet Ibrahim are the actually honorable mention of Prophet Ibrahim in later generations. Let us now recite from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 164, to know about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable mention of Prophet Ibrahim in the late generations. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Laqad manna Allahu 'alal mu'minina iz ba'atha fihim rasulan min anfusihim yatlu 'alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikma وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Indeed, Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when He sent among them a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from among themselves, reciting into them the Quran, purifying them and actually instructing them to follow the legal ways and to the acts of worship, while before that they had been in manifest error. So actually it is the sending of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one actually who is known in respect of his family position, trustfulness, honesty and integrity. He called upon us to worship Allah alone, associate no partners with Him, and to abandon what we and our forefathers used to worship alongside Him, of stones and statues. He has commanded us to be trustful in what we say, honest, kind to our relatives and neighbors, and to refrain from sin and from killing one another. He has forbidden us every aspect of devouring what belongs to orphans and accusing chaste women of committing adultery. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the actually honorable mention of Prophet Ibrahim in later generation, as he is following the same faith and belief in Allah's oneness like his grandfather Prophet Ibrahim. All the Muslims until the day of judgment, whom they are believing in the unity of Allah and in Allah's oneness, believing in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following his way and his sunnah, and actually following the belief of Prophet Ibrahim, are the honorable mention of Prophet Ibrahim in later generations. And in every prayer, the Muslims send the blessings on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in at-tashahud. They also send it on Prophet Ibrahim. Now we will read the tashahud, which every Muslim recite in every prayer, so that inshallah we will be sure that we Muslims inshallah are the honorable mention of Prophet Ibrahim until the day of judgment. In At-Tashahud we say التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام على عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. In التشهد we say all the compliments, prayers and good things are due to Allah. Peace be upon you, O Prophet, and Allah's mercy and blessings be on you. Peace be on us and on the true pious devotees of Allah. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O Allah, bestow your favor on Muhammad and on the family of Muhammad, as you have bestowed your favor on Ibrahim and on the family of Ibrahim. You are praiseworthy, most glorious. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, as you have blessed Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. You are praiseworthy, most glorious. Glorious. This is actually the honorable mention of Prophet Ibrahim until the Day of Judgment, mentioned in every prayer of every Muslim over the world. This is the answer of the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him an honorable mention in later generation. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the supplication of Ibrahim, and actually he is the father of all the prophets, and all the followers of the prophets are the generations of Prophet Ibrahim. Now let us actually reflect on the supplications of Prophet Ibrahim, and let us compare our situation with Prophet Ibrahim regarding the supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was noticed that these four supplications of Prophet Ibrahim are related to his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and are related to the goal that he is looking for, the actually to have knowledge, to have religion knowledge, religious knowledge, and he wants to be joined with the pious, and also he is looking to have to be mentioned in late generations. All are related to the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, related to the day of judgment. Prophet Ibrahim was looking for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and looking for the paradise as the final goal of his life on the earth. Now now when we will try to evaluate our supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately we will notice that most of our supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are related to the blessings of the worldly life. Most of our supplications are related to, oh Allah, our Lord, I am looking for, to have this car or that house or this qualification. Oh Allah, I want to marry that woman. Oh Allah, I want to marry that man. Oh Allah, I am looking to live in that country. Oh Allah, I am looking to have this a son and a daughter, for example, whatever. Okay, the meaning is that most of our supplications are related to the actually worldly benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't prevent us from calling on him for the worldly benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is assuring every one of us that he will answer all our supplications. But we Muslims must learn from the supplications of the prophets. Here, Prophet Ibrahim's supplications are related to the religious knowledge, related to have to be with the pious on the Day of Judgment, that is to say related to have the paradise. So we Muslims actually must learn this lesson from these supplications of Prophet Ibrahim. We must have the paradise as a final goal in our life. We must include the paradise in our supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must learn from the supplications of the Prophet that our supplication must not be not only for the worldly benefits, because we Muslims believe that the worldly benefits are just deceiving enjoyments. So we are not supposed to actually waste our supplications to Allah and make it only for the worldly benefits. No, we must have both. We must call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow on us the peace and actually the happiness in the worldly life. And also we must call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will make us having the paradise as final destination, and he will make us to live Islam as a way of life. Allah will make us to love the Quran and to live the Quran as a way of life, and to have the truth clear in our spirits and in our mind, and to make the right path easy for us, and to make us to do the good deeds all the time. To make our goal in this life is to have the good deeds and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must evaluate the supplications of the prophets which we are learning in the Quran to adapt that this is the goal of those people. So let us follow their goal in their lives as we are actually looking for the worldly benefits. Let us always include in our supplications related to the right path, related to the Quran, related to the truth, related to the hereafter. Let us always prove to ourselves that we know the reality of this worldly life, that our belief in the Day of Judgment is a real belief, that our belief in the paradise and the hellfire is a real belief. Accordingly, every one of us must evaluate his supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we noticed now about the supplications of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we must learn from Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam that having the pure faith in Allah's oneness is the most important character of the true believer. And up to that belief in Allah's oneness, inshallah, you will have the strong linkage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah all your supplications will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we must remember that our supplications must be supplications which is related to the worldly life and More important supplications related to the living the right path in life, having the pure faith in Allah's oneness, and inshallah having the paradise as the final destination. I hope that inshallah we learned from Prophet Ibrahim about his pure faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about that he stands in front of all his people in spite of the fact he was one and they were group, big group of people, but he doesn't care for that. He only cares for his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which gives him the reassurance that he is following the right path and that he fears none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this belief and because of this truth, he was the father, the father of all the prophets, and actually he will be mentioned in generation after generation until the day of judgment. Prophet Ibrahim is still having many answered supplications in the Quran. Inshallah, next week in the next class we will learn about the rest of the answered supplications of Prophet Ibrahim, the one who is having the pure faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us true believers like Prophet Ibrahim, and also to answer our supplications inshallah as Prophet Ibrahim's supplication was answered. And let us make the dua now.
الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and or your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.